podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I have a friend of a friend, and she has a child. I actually, I showed this picture to you guys yesterday. And when I first saw this scrolling through Facebook a few days ago, I always thought she had a little boy. I thought she had a little boy. And then I see this picture and I'm like, dang, my bad. You know, whoops. But no, because it's, you know, this little, I don't know, maybe like 2.5-year-old, bangs, golden blonde hair, curly at the end.
Long, curly locks.
Past the shoulders. And so I'm like, wow, my God, I really need to get in touch with her. I always thought she had a son. No, she does have a son. She has a son with a girl's haircut, long. Like, French braid this thing. The bangs are what kills me. And when I talked to our mutual friend, who's a lot closer with her, apparently she's getting a little irritated with people like me always saying, oh my God, you know, your daughter, what's your daughter's
name? She's so cute, or
right.
She looks good.
What a little tomboy. Just, you know, obviously, because it's kind of like boys club. What a little tomboy. Oh, she's so precious. Good for you.
I have a buddy.
It's a son.
I have a buddy from years ago. I haven't been in touch with him in a while, but I remember when he had his little boy, his wife insisted on the son having hair just like that. And he would complain to me all the time. He's like, everybody thinks that my son's a little girl. I was like, well,
get the scissors out, homie.
Right. Do or something. At least use a blue bow.
We all have a mutual friend.
Or just laugh about it. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that had the son with the hair. And we begged her constantly, please cut his hair. Just cut it off.
Is it?
Looks dirty and ridiculous and girly.
Right. I don't know if it's she just can't bear to have the first haircut. She can't part with the locks.
Somebody once told me, because they were talking about my buddy that I'm talking about, they said that sometimes, and I don't know if this is true, and ladies, don't shoot the messenger, but somebody said that sometimes women, when they're little girls and they play with dolls, they want a little girl. They want a little girl to kind of play with. And so subconsciously they want, if they have a son that first time, they want him to look like a doll.
I've never heard that before.
Is that true? I don't know.
I have a lot of girlfriends with actual little girls, and they say they hate the whole hair aspect because it's really hard to groom and get the tangles out. And you know, they get all knotted with their pigtails, and it is a pain in the, you know, it's just meh.
There's something about being a parent that you don't look at your kid like others look at your kid, though. Like, to you, it's, and our friend, it's like, who wouldn't cut her boy's hair. To her, it was just beautiful, and that's just her little boy, and that's the hair that came out of her, and there's just something special about it. You don't see your kid as dirty and
Shirley
feminine
Temple.
And Shirley Temple. It's different. It's hard to explain. You know, being a parent, you think your kid's perfect no matter how they look. Like, our little 3-year-old Reed last night was standing at our front door, which is a full glass front door. He's standing there looking out into the world. He's wearing nothing but his little tidy whities. He's got socks on with a toe hanging out of a hole and a stained white t-shirt. And he's sitting there with one hand behind his and scratching his butt. And he's just looking out at the world, and we're like, oh my God, that's the cutest thing I've ever seen. He's in his underwear.
Right, but when my dad does it.
But then the neighbors are walking by and walking the dogs, and then we see them like looking at him like, oh my gosh, that's almost child abuse. They don't like dress that kid. And we're like, oh, he's cute. His little bush.
So your mutual friend, because when I was talking to my gal pal about, you know, well, she really needs to cut her son's hair, like at least grow out the bangs, you know,
chop
and she
the bangs.
Says you can't even broach the subject with her because she gets so irritated. And it's like, my kid, my hair.
Things
so
like they're growing up. It's like, oh my gosh, they're growing up. I have to give them a haircut. And before you know, they're going to be driving and leaving the house. It's like the haircut is the first step to them leaving the nest.
Oh my God.
Well, that escalated quickly.
It is. That's exactly what our mutual friend said.
Can you really?
Yes. That was her argument.
Because I never talked to her about it because
I did many times.
I was afraid of offending her, so I never said anything.
Oh, I wasn't.
About her son.
Thank God. No, she's like, no, that's his first haircut, and he's still my little baby.
It's like children straight out of the Renaissance, you know? Like, there's just something.
Cherubs.
Yes.
Here's Patty. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
What can you tell us about this?
Well, I have a little girl. She's 7 now, but when she was much younger, about 2, 3, and 4, she would pull out all her hair. As long as it was long enough for her to twirl it around her finger, she would pull it out, and she'd have all these bald spots. So we decided to shave her head real short, like a little boy, And one time we were at the park, and some little boy said, "Oh, Mom, look at that cute little boy in the dress."
Oh, so it's like the reverse.
So you were trying to do everything you could, like put a dress on her just to balance out the hair. Is that what you're saying? Patty, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You
Daddy's
too.
Little girl on the shirt.
No, really. Hi, LaShonda.
Hi.
What do you got for us?
My mom used to let my brother have really long hair, and he looked like a girl, so I ended up having him come over, and I'm a cosmetologist, and I gave him a short buzz cut to make him look like a boy.
There you go. How did that sit with mom?
She was really pissed off, and I couldn't have my siblings come stay the night for quite a while.
It's my off profession! Limits.
But you know, LaShonda, really, you are a professional. You know what's best. Like, you know what look is good
on
people.
You probably look good, right?
Well, yeah. She didn't look at it that way. She looked at it as it was her little boy, and he's going to have the long hair that she wanted him to have.
Why did she insist that he have long, curly, flowing manes?
To be honest, I couldn't tell you because she has two girls, so I don't know why she insisted he had long hair. She just said that it was nice and golden blonde, and it needed to stay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thanks
for being on the show. What about Reed's hair? Are you ever going to let it? You know, there's
no,
style
I
now.
Buzz it.
You know, the style, 70s style hair is back on young boys quite a bit. That's the whole Justin
so
Bieber.
So that's kind of the thick thrown back.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it'll ever go back to being feathered.
He gets buzzed.
God, one can only hope.
He gets the dad haircut. Done.
Thanks for your calls. Thanks for reaching out to Mix 100.3.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.